This week, the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced that the third and final tranche of 2019 Market Facilitation Program payments will be issued. The payments assist farmers suffering from the ongoing trade dispute with China. We caught up with Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, to talk about what this will mean for America's cotton farmers.
The National Cotton Council is extremely grateful to President Trump and Secretary Perdue and this administration for moving forward and announcing that the third tranche of the 2019 Market Facilitation Program payments would be made to producers. The National Cotton Council has been urging the administration to move forward with this final tranche for the 2019 crop year, given that prices have not improved at this point following the announcement of the Phase 1 agreement with China, and producers are working now with their lenders to try to get financing in place for the upcoming crop year. So the announcement and delivering these MFP payments is going to be extremely critical to producers from a cash flow perspective.
Meanwhile, the first tariff reduction action since the signing of the Phase 1 agreement with China is expected next week.
At the same time, the Council is continuing to monitor the trade and market impact as a result of the Phase 1 agreement that was announced with China, and continue to be hopeful that we will see an increase in purchases and a positive impact on market prices. But at this time, that has not materialized, which is continuing to cause pretty significant economic and financial stress on producers, again, at this critical time when they are trying to line up their financing for 2020 planning, and also during this time period when crop insurance price discovery period is ongoing, which is also a key component to the safety net for growers and a key indicator that their lenders look at in determining what type of safety net they will have for the 2020 crop year.